ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति।
It may be difficult for me to look to the sides too much, but don't worry about it. Today, Jenti Ben is going to test me. I've said Om Shanti three times, so my test, the first Om Shanti is I'm a soul, second the Om Shanti that Baba is with me, and now for the third Om Shanti, whatever test she gives me, you have to help me pass it, okay? And then if you have any questions or anything, then we will find solutions for those as well. Questions actually are only instrumental to help us clarify things. To the extent that we can go into the depths of Gyan, to that extent our yoga becomes good and we are able to connect better in yoga. We're able to pay more attention on ourselves inside to become and to remain tension free. Many people have left today. Many took leave. Okay, it's fine. There are many leaving tomorrow as well. And so today, this is a little picnic party. This is a picnic party, isn't it?
Variety.
You're going to get a variety of food, fresh food. Spiritual food. But Daddy has the hope that things will happen well. Baba says, you have a thought and it will happen, it will happen well. In fact, it's fixed to happen.
So,
Daddy's speaking to Brother Mohit from Abu Dhabi.
क्या करें बाबा से व्हाइट लाइट एवरीथिंग राइट अच्छा लगता है
वी हैव टू टेक लाइट फ्रॉम बाबा एंड देन एवरीथिंग बिकम्स राइट ओके ऑलराइट स्टार्ट
ओम शांति दादी
जी बहन बोलो
आपकी टेस्ट नहीं है
दिस इजंट योर टेस्ट दादी
जैसे आपने कहा कि
बट जस्ट एज़ यू सेड दिस इज अ लिटिल पिकनिक
या ये भी कहें कि आप कई बार
कहते
हैं कि करने का समय नहीं बनता
that we don't often get the chance to have a spiritual chit-chat. So this is a little chit-chat.
मैं सोच रही थी कि मुझे तीन सप्ताह हुआ है अभी मधुबन में आए और
I was thinking that it's been 3 weeks since I came to Madhuban and we have given so many hours to meetings that I can't count.
आपके क्लासेस द्वारा
But yet, through your classes and through Daddy Gulzar, and of course, from Baba's Murli, from the morning Murli, from Avyak Bapdada's Murli, there are many treasures that I've received in the last 3 weeks. And recently, what Baba's been talking about as well. I'd like to clarify all of these aspects with you today. You have an automatic machinery of churning the ocean of knowledge. And so today, I feel that we're going to get more additional material. Today I got an email. I don't know if you've had a chance to read that email. But it was a very good question. It comes from an instrument who's running a center. And the question is that Baba has said, we have to look at each other with the drishti. In the recent Murli Baba says, we have to look at each other with the drishti that this one is a jewel of contentment. And if you look at anyone, just look at their angelic form, then you will just see angels around you.
बस ये दो बातों का अभ्यास करने से
by practicing these two things
निर्विघ्न बन जाएगा.
Is it possible for a center to remain obstacle free just by paying attention to these two things? Of seeing everyone as a jewel of contentment and everyone as an angel?
Question sab sunana.
Did you all hear the question?
Question sunana. ऐसी स्थिति बनाने का लेवल पर
I have to
मेरे ख्याल में पॉसिबल है हम कोई बनना है.
I feel it's possible to bring your stage to this level.
पहले
In fact, we have to become this. But first, I have to remain deeply content inside.
एक मैं संतुष्ट रहने का जो विशेषता है या शक्ति है.
One is that I need to have the speciality of remaining content. But before that, two things are needed: patience and tolerance.
पहले धीरज.
Patience.
जो फिस्ता रूप की जो स्थिति तक पहुंचना
बिकॉज टू रीच द स्टेज ऑफ बीइंग एन एंजल
आज कोई से रो जान कर रही थी.
इट्स नॉट अ स्मॉल थिंग. आई वाज
समझते हैं
हैविंग अ चिट चैट विद समवन टुडे
समय आत्म अपमान स्थिति में बैठने से बड़ी अच्छी स्थिति हो गई.
एंड दिस पर्सन आई वाज टॉकिंग टू फेल्ट दैट वेल आई सैट फॉर अ शॉर्ट टाइम इन अ सोल कॉन्शियस स्टेज व्हिच मींस माय स्टेज मस्ट बी गुड और आई हैव हैड एन एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ शांति धाम द लैंड ऑफ पीस and that I have developed a good stage. So it's possible for you to have these good experiences, but what's important is that they become our natural nature on the basis of Gyan Yoga. We need practice of this over a long period of time.
This teacher ने question पूछा बड़े अच्छा है बाबा को सार जो बुद्धि में रखा है ना गहराई में भी जाना पड़ेगा.
ओके इट्स गुड दैट द टीचर आस्क्ड द क्वेश्चन. ही हैज केप्ट द एसेंस इन हिज इंटेलेक्ट बट ही नीड्स टू गो इनटू द डेप्थ्स ऑफ व्हाट इट रियली मींस.
जब बात कोई स्पष्ट बुद्धि में है ना
समथिंग दैट यू नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट व्हेन समथिंग इज रियली क्लियर इन योर इंटेलेक्ट यू आर एबल टू होल्ड इट्स एसेंस.
सार से कोई कम विस्तार में चले जाएंगे.
You can't just try and attempt to hold the essence of something because that will take you into an expansion of things. To clarify something is different to going into the expansion of something. So be it the knowledge of the self or the father or drama. It needs to be clear for me inside. First, am I so content that others, on seeing me, become content? I can't just say that I'm content. I always keep Baba's example in front. Just as I explained yesterday, Baba comes in Gulzar Dadi, and so it's that has become her natural nature.
मेरे में बाबा आता नहीं है.
बाबा डजंट कम इन मी.
पर बाबा सामने रहता है.
बट बाबा रिमेन्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी.
जब बाबा सामने है ना.
When Baba's in front of me, then I have deep patience and I have tolerance and I'm content. And then just as Baba says, remain soul conscious. It's as if we become habituated and have the habit of remaining in that stage of soul consciousness. And then if anyone comes in front of us, we're able to check very quickly, have we been able to keep an unshakable, immovable stage, or has there been a slight upheaval in relating to this person?
Drama mein part dhari hai, to part ho to aisa ho.
We are
usme sab hamari kala ho.
Actors, we have parts to play in the drama, and we have to develop all these arts.
To ye jo sthiti ka swarup hai na.
This form of this stage,
practical anubhav hoga na.
You will practically experience it. And that you have to make it your nature. First, it needs to be clear to you that all of these are souls. It's not an easy thing to try and develop a stage of contentment to make others content as well. Each one has their own speciality, their own defects, their own part. And so I need the knowledge in such a form of deep essence that essence creates my stage. It pulls my stage and it's as if it invokes our original stage. We need this practically. A few times I've mentioned this, that the heart is a mirror. My heart. And let the mirror be clean. Let go of this thought, well, I'm a soul. Those are even gross thoughts. But look at your heart.
Feeling.
What are the feelings that you have towards yourself? Do you have the feeling that I am fortunate? Just as Baba says, are you aware and do you have the feeling of whose child you are? You need to have this experience in your life that I am multi-million times fortunate. And then when the heart is clean, the mind is peaceful and the intellect finds good food to think about. And with that good food, the mirror of the heart continues to be clean so that we can continue to look at ourselves accurately. Otherwise, if the mirror is dirty, then we can't see ourselves clearly. We can't see what we have to do. Or if we look at that mirror, we get disheartened. I don't know what to do. And even if I say I am good, there's an aspect of ego to that. Or even if I say I'm not good, even that's not good. And so my experience tells me that you have to go into the depth of these aspects.
Baba,
just as Baba has said, we have done. These are the words of Baba's latest murali. When Baba reminds us that whatever Baba has done, we have to do. Okay, it may be that over a period of time, you haven't done what Baba's asked you to do, but have a determined thought and it will happen. And Baba has reminded us of this as well. You need truth, honesty in your efforts. And cleanliness in your mirror. So that you can see. So that you can see yourself clearly. And Baba will look at you and say, well, this child is looking at herself clearly, so I'm going to show her even more. When with deep love we're able to see ourselves clearly and know who we are, then Baba touches us and Baba touches our intellect to show us how to finish what is old and what is
accurate.
And with Gyan, our intellect will be touched in such a way that accurately it will work like a mirror for us. This is my bhavna. So do you mean to say that by making effort in this way, we can make ourselves content and we can become a jewel of contentment? It's this level of effort. It's an aspect of great royalty and realty to remain content. Baba needs to see this, and I should see it for myself. Is there any weakness in becoming complete? But if I make effort in this way, then my completion will come. So I need that much zeal enthusiasm inside. It's really important that our zeal and enthusiasm doesn't reduce. Baba often says to me, child, you have a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. When you have zeal and enthusiasm, I never let that reduce. No matter what happens, utsaha is enthusiasm. If I don't have zeal and enthusiasm, then I can't make anything work. Nothing works.
अनेक औरों के संस्कार ऐसे सामने आते हैं।
Sometimes people's संस्कार comes in front of us in such a way that we get tired in the mind because we have to face such संस्कार of others, and because of that tiredness, the zeal and enthusiasm doesn't stay. And Daddy said this is a mistake. And then he says, Baba gave me a practical message. Even a couple of times it happened today. And at that moment, as a detached observer, I listen. I don't use my intellect. I don't think, oh, this one isn't saying it accurately. They always speak like that because these kind of thoughts make me tired. I've seen this.
जो मुझे उसका रिएक्शन हो जाता है।
I get tired because of the reaction I have in my own thoughts to someone else's nature or samskars. Whatever their thoughts are, whatever their bhavna is, if I react even slightly, it's that reaction that makes me tired. But I have to be sakshi, a detached observer, and keep Baba as my companion. And when I remain detached as a detached observer, then it's possible that his transformation can happen. And even if he doesn't transform, what's important that in meeting me, he doesn't become discontent. Because if I'm tired, then he will leave discontent. Because all he'll feel for me is, oh, let me just finish this. It's too much for me. This means that I haven't remained a true helper. Whatever that person may do, he may think himself to be right. He may be giving ideas for service. He may be giving plans, and he's quite determined in what he has to say and do. But what do I have to do? Okay, I have to accept his thought that, yes, your thought is good. There's a lot of patience I have to develop inside. And then the peace that I get because of that
patience.
This is something I've paid attention to for many years. Patience, peace, and love at every moment, in every breath, and in every thought, like these three work. There are souls that come that really just don't want to change. Whatever their plans are and their thoughts are, they want to stay according to that. So that's drama. That's their part. The main thing, my sister, we have to really take care of ourselves, that our tiredness, I have to be careful that I don't get tired. And that tiredness, because tiredness will not let me make my stage unshakable and immovable. In fact, it will create loss for me. And so I'm telling this to everybody, that for any reason whatsoever, if you want to pass in all four subjects, then don't allow tiredness. There's a method for this at that, what to do at that time. I saw Baba do this. Sometimes things are ordinary, they're not worthy of being put into front of Baba. I would see how Baba would go into such deep silence that the person who was speaking, he would stop speaking. The person who was speaking, his mind would change. And this is what Baba talks about as Mansa Seva. That to work through words or through thoughts, they won't accept it. But the bhavna, I must never reduce my bhavna for any soul, whether they accept it or not. And I shouldn't even say whether they accept it or not. But I mustn't let my bhavna reduce. Perhaps they will receive help. If my bhavna reduces for one today, it will reduce for another one tomorrow, and this will become my habit.
उस घड़ी हमारा विवेक कह रहा है
At that point, our conscience says,
वो ठीक नहीं है.
What if our conscience says at that point, this isn't right? Well, that is it. You're using your intellect even in this. Go into the depth of this. Your heart, your mind, and your intellect, and your conscience.
अभी विवेक कहता है
okay,
ठीक नहीं है.
So your conscience says this isn't right. That's going to be reflected on your face.
बुद्धि योग नहीं होगा मेरा.
And then the बुद्धि योग will not connect to Baba.
मेरे लिए ठीक नहीं, उनके लिए ठीक नहीं.
This isn't good for you and it's not good for the person you're relating with. This intellect that comes in between.
विवेक से ठीक काम लेती है.
We have to learn how to make the intellect use the conscience well, work with the conscience well.
हमको स्वामी विवेकानंद की कहानी आपके सामने.
I am remembering the story of Swami Vivekananda.
अति सूक्ष्म.
विवेक is conscience.
समझो अभी मैं कोई भूल करती
हूं. The conscience is very subtle. Let's say I make a mistake now.
मैं सोच नहीं होता ये कोई भूल है.
I don't even realize that this is a mistake. But there comes a point when my conscience bites and I experience guilt.
तो अपने लिए भी विवेक
ऐसा हो. There does come a point and so let my conscience remain such.
ऐसा किया हुआ
that nothing I've done should ever bring any kind of repentance, because if I haven't changed, even then, my conscience will speak. Now, with Baba's teachings, Baba has such elevated bhavna for us. Let us maintain that elevated bhavna, so that my conscience is one that pleases God. Not that it pleases me. One is to please God, the other is to please your own mind, and the third is to please people. The conscience sometimes pleases people to make others happy. But you'll see, I don't do this. I never do things to make people happy.
परंतु खुश करने के लिए मैं वो उसको पसंदी को स्वीकार करूं नहीं.
बट टू प्लीज पीपल इज नॉट व्हाट आई टू मेक पीपल हैप्पी इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम प्लीजिंग पीपल बट आई वोंट रिजेक्ट देम आइदर.
समझो गुह्य गति है.
दिस इज अ वेरी डीप सीक्रेट.
कर्मों की जैसे गुह्य गति
डीप सीक्रेट ऑफ कर्मा. दीस आर द डीप सीक्रेट्स ऑफ थॉट.
कोने में बैठा है.
चार्ली यू आर सिटिंग इन अ कॉर्नर. यू शुड कम इन फ्रंट.
संकल्पों की गुह्य गति.
दीज आर द डेप्थ्स ऑफ थॉट्स. Deep secrets of thought. Sit in front, Charlie. Come in front of this space.
नहीं सबके काम का है ना.
Do you feel this is useful for you?
नहीं यहाँ जगह है ना. सुनो क्या है जयंती बहन, क्यों ये सबके काम की अपन कैच करेंगे ना.
This is useful for everyone, and if you catch these things, then it's going to benefit you, and it's going to benefit others moving forward. I had this thought today that whoever stays in whose company, wherever they stay, they don't do spiritual chit-chat with each other with pure feelings and good wishes. Each one is doing their own service, but as well-wishers, to find ways of coming together to have deep spiritual chit-chat and find a time or find to refresh themselves, that doesn't happen. Let's say somebody comes. I say, well, let me go and be refreshed. Somebody says, where have you been? Well, I went to get freshened up. And so we need to learn the art of making ourselves fresh immediately. Refresh ourselves immediately. By going into deep silence, natural silence, let me become fresh. And then the atmosphere will change. But I mustn't think about anyone since God or nature. Is that okay? Was the question and the answer response good? Is it useful?
Daddy, एक तरफ आपने कहा.
Daddy, on the one side,
खुश करने के लिए
you say
जवाब नहीं देना चाहिए.
That you shouldn't give a response just to make someone happy, but you have to tell them what is truth. But then Daddy is saying, well, if they don't want to listen, what are you going to do? Then Jyoti Ben is saying, but how do you make them happy?
एक तरफ मुझे अपने
On the one side, I can't make my conscience work. On the other side,
lokpriya vivek bhi nahi karna
hai. I can't please people. I can't use my conscience to please somebody. I have to please God.
Usko bhi naraaz nahi karna hai.
But then I can't upset the other person either. And I can't reject that person's plan either. That he goes, well, there's a lot of yuktis in this. Okay, this is your thought. It's really important that no one ever feels their idea is rejected. It doesn't matter what, whether they're young, old, elderly, they need a bit of... If you give them respect and honor, they'll come back to you again. But if they feel insulted even a little bit, they won't come back to you. So you need to keep a door open. Okay, this is your thought. Let me think about it. Not to use your conscience. In fact, if you go into the depths of this word conscience, if I'm in an elevated awareness, then there's no question of using the conscience. Because if I'm in an elevated awareness, that person who's sharing their thought, they'll feel it ordinary. They'll feel that this is ordinary against the feeling of the elevated awareness that they feel me to be in. Their bhavna is good and I mustn't feel that they're wrong. But my awareness has to be so elevated that they will feel how ordinary their idea is compared to what an elevated vision we have of them. Even ordinariness. People don't even know that they're ordinary. There's something higher than this. It's my duty to help people come out of ordinariness to become elevated. Because otherwise it's easy to descend from ordinariness, from being ordinary. And so this is the duty of the brothers and sisters in this godly family to help each other move from being ordinary to becoming elevated. And then even deeper than the conscience is your awareness. Your conscience still works, but your awareness that this is the last birth, my stage has to be such that the feelings of my heart, souls are able to catch that. The bhavna in the heart, when a soul catches that, then at that point, automatically, they taste what is elevated. Sometimes we meet people personally. And we have to check ourselves very well in this. The bhavna with which Baba wants the soul to come close, we have to pay attention to that so that they come close and they don't become distant. Baba has said, those who are in connection and relationship, bring them close. Are you... If you have any questions, please let Sister Janti know. The way in which you're speaking now, it feels as if awareness is even more elevated than our conscience. That is saying, yes, of course, according to the present time. I'm going to tell you this in a number. One is to think, one is to reflect, one is to contemplate, and then it's awareness. It creates awareness. So manan means what I've been touched by. I reflect and then I think deeply about that. I go into the depth of what's touched me, and then from that it's like I extract the juice. I'm able to deeply churn on it, and from that depth of churning I'm able to draw strength and the juice and the taste of it. And then I just one word of gyan I hold in my awareness. I just contemplate with it. Man manabhav. Madhyaji Bhav. Holding that means to go into the depths of it. And then that's what creates my awareness. Through this thinking, going deep and churning, we can finish all negativity. And then the power of positivity can do its work. Let the power of positivity do such work that my own negativity finishes and nobody else's negativity can suppress me in any way. Because in today's day and age, the amount of knowledge you have, the company you have, whatever facilities Baba has given us, if you don't value all of that, and you don't value what Baba has given you in your thoughts, then there'll be other thoughts that come unnecessarily that penetrate your thinking, and that's what creates a loss. And so it's a great aspect of great safety. To be able to think on what Baba has given us. Let's say something from the past emerges, it means I have kept that thing inside me. And I'm saying to you that even something that happened 4 minutes ago, that shouldn't even emerge in my awareness. That's how much attention you have to keep. There's the aspect of the memory track, the chip. In the last, during the last time, I'd asked Mama, can you tell me, give me some teaching? Mama never used to give teachings. She would never give direct teachings. I would sit with Mama and ask her. And in the last, final moments, Mama had said to me, you, in a very subtle way, you hold someone else's defects in your memory track. And from that time, I've paid attention that I have to keep my chip, my memory track clean. That look how many in a day I have to be in so many people's company. But I shouldn't see that and I shouldn't hear that. And that vibration, I shouldn't feel that vibration. Because even if you begin thinking about it even a little bit, then it gets imprinted in your memory track. When you're able to keep your memory track clean, then you can be ekagra chit, concentrated in the remembrance of one. Because when they use the words concentrated, you are stable in the remembrance of the one. Your memory track only has one in it. If you don't have the power of remaining concentrated in this way, then many, many other thoughts enter your head. And at that moment, you don't think that it's wrong because you feel, well, I have to think like this, I have to think about this, and you think yourself to be right. Well, you have to think about these things. And so, Baba has established all this and is continuing to sustain his creation. What comes first? Does love come before law or does law come before love? Without love, nobody can follow any of God's directions or God's laws. But what kind of love should it be that will enable souls to move according to the law? I was thinking about this all night. Let there be love for the self, for God and for everyone. And then it will be natural that everyone will move according to the godly laws and the godly principles. But if I haven't given importance to godly love and I've given greater emphasis on the law and paid attention to what hasn't been done according to the system or hasn't been done according to the law, then people will be afraid of me. Because people will come to me and say that they won't want to come in front of me because they'll say, well, she just explains what needs to be done, or she'll just keep throwing the law book at you, the rule book at you. Love brings us close to God, and it also brings souls close to God, other souls close to God. This is the law. We don't bring souls close to us, but we bring souls close to God. there should be the subtle bhavana inside that this one's connection and relation should be connected to Baba. And when there's that bhavana, then that does happen in the drama. Is this okay? Is it okay? Yes? I'm looking at everyone's faces. This aspect of the conscience has emerged. And in connection with that, there's another question. Maybe about 10 days ago or 2 weeks ago, it was a Sunday Avyakta Murali, a revision course Murali. I don't remember the date, but it was 10 days ago. And in that, Baba had said to realize, to ask for forgiveness, to repent, to regret something is the same thing. And this is the first step of the ladder of realization. So what are the other steps? If this is all we have to do with the first step, then there must be many other steps as well. If you revise this, Murali, your ears can open. I always give this example that mama in giving us sustenance would pay attention to our progress, to help us to realize what we needed to realize for our progress. Realization is the step in the ladder of self-progress. And the reason why we can't have realization, either because we're firm in our own thoughts, we don't want to change our thoughts about something. The highest on high and the best of all, that if a soul is able to receive this gift to transform themselves on the basis of self-realization, they can climb onto Baba's heart throne. I have to know what my mistake is. And then Baba gives so much love and so much forgiveness. But first the soul has to realize its own mistake. The first time I went to Australia, I felt there was this topic on something missing. The second time was on the subject of forgive and forget. And I remember it was this topic that was taken up across the whole of Australia, and since that time I've always remembered this subject of forgive and forget. If I can't forgive myself, and I can't forgive you, and I remember what you've done, then who am I? With feelings of mercy and forgiveness, with feelings of mercy and forgiveness and mercy and of bringing benefit to others. If I have these three things, then my bhavna will work on others. If I've done anything, this is a very old example. I'd gone to California, and you weren't with me in those days. And there was a gathering in California. Somebody asked a question. Let's say I've made a mistake. You know, let's say in business I gave somebody advice, and they, as a result of that advice, it created a loss for them. So for me, my conscience is biting a lot because of this, because I brought a loss to that person by giving them advice. So I'm asking for forgiveness from God, and God is not giving me forgiveness. I'm trying to forgive myself, but I can't forgive myself. So then I responded. I said to them, have you gone to that person and asked forgiveness from them? And he said, no, I haven't asked forgiveness from them. And actually, according to nature, that very same person was sitting in the corner. And he came forward and he embraced that soul. And the scene was such a beautiful scene. You need sense to forgive, common sense to forgive. You need sense to be able to ask for forgiveness from God. And so in Sakar, Baba would say, this one is deceiving himself. Baba would really like it when somebody would realize their mistake and come to Baba and say, Baba, I made this mistake. I had once said to Baba and written it, a small mistake in a letter. And I said to Baba, Baba, this is what happened from my side. And I came in front of Baba and my eyes were moist. And I said, Baba, this happened. And Baba said, child, why are you repeating it? You've written it already. You don't need to repeat it again. This is what it means to forgive yourself. If you don't forgive yourself, then it's as if your mistakes stop you from moving forward. The other day, the High Commissioner of Trinidad had come and he was singing a song to Daddy. And I liked that song, the song of Go Fly Away, O Bird. And he said, wait, Daddy, I'm going to sing to you. And he says, this is a very good thing you've shared, that nobody should hold on to a branch. To hold on to something means... it means that at any point in time, Maya can hunt you down and grab hold of you. And so very subtly, the conscience realizes, it will realize, and then immediately you have to repent. You have to change yourself. You can't just let yourself move in falsehood. And because if you let yourself move in that way, then it's drama. Even the one that is going to claim a status of a kim, he can reduce his status down to being a subject. Why? Because he didn't ask for forgiveness. He didn't understand the secret of seeking forgiveness. I have to forget my own mistake and forgive my mistake as well as that of others. I ask myself again and again, am I remembering anyone's mistake? Some make me remember it. And I say to them, leave it. Don't talk to me about these things. These things mustn't even penetrate the atmosphere in any way. To be a destroyer of obstacles, to have that kind of stage, then it's very good. And secondly, to be a protector of the yagya. Baba has given birth to everyone, is sustaining everyone, let everyone remain happy. Means let them remain in a good stage. In small, small things, in small, small aspects, in fact situations are small, but I'm saying this today, that realization is a very good thing. And it's a very necessary thing. So that I can understand myself and understand God. I can only do this when I have realization.
Soul consciously.
With soul consciousness. I'm able to remain in God's remembrance. And then the power that I receive from an incognito connection and relationship that makes me tireless. One time in front of Sakar Baba, I looked at Sakar Baba and I said, well, he never gets tired, even at 11 o'clock at night. But he'll never say, I'm sleepy. Never. In the day, even until 3 o'clock, some will eat at 12 and go to sleep. But Baba wouldn't eat until 3 in the afternoon. Even at 3 o'clock, Baba would call Ishu Daddy and would read the letters. And then it's 5:36, his door would be open, anybody would come, he would say, come sit. I used to take people to see him at that time. And then inside me, I said to Baba, Baba, I don't want anything else from you, just give me the blessing of being tireless. If you become tired, then the gift that God has given you
वो मेरी मिस हो जाएंगी.
The gifts that God wants to give you, you'll miss it.
समझो हर एक को अपना पुरुषार्थ अलग बात है.
Our efforts are different things.
राजी होकर के.
But to be able.
उसको देन देता है. अपना पुरुषार्थ.
One is to please God, and in return of pleasing God, you get a gift. The other is your own effort.
करवाता है. वो ईश्वरी देन चली जाएंगी.
And so, when you really. If for any reason or another you get tired, or you let yourself get tired, you know, you let someone else's nature or some scars get tired, then you lose out on being able to please God and claim that gift of God. Some people say they do hard work and they don't get tired. In the early days we would clean our rooms and our dishes ourselves. Nowadays we have laborers. Even now your clothes get washed and get given to you. Even then, very subtle, in your sanskars, there needs to be the awareness of being God's child. And the deep knowledge of the drama.
Natural sanskar mein.
It should be, this should be naturally embedded in your sanskars. Through your mind and intellect working together, your sanskars become natural. And through this kind of effort, you won't get tired. And then whatever thoughts you have, with the energy of seed enthusiasm, it enables a task to happen. If your thoughts are not correct, then it reduces your zeal and enthusiasm and things become difficult. So you need this kind of realization. Whatever is the nature of the situation in front of us, that will come anyway. But for me to see that thing and to even think about it, then the gift that I've received from Baba, for it to be able to work naturally, it won't. Just as in the same way Shiv Baba makes Brahma Baba work, we have to be that natural. Baba gives us signals with his fingers and he's made us move on the basis of his signals. He wants us to move forward on the basis of signals. Brother Ratan is sitting in the gathering. Where's Sister Jyoti?
Ratan beta Jyoti ka, Jyoti mein se mil ke gayi. ओ माँ देखो ज्योति तुम क्या करती हो. ज्योति वहाँ बैठी है तेरे पुराने.
मैं रत्न समझ रही हूँ. रत्न बैठे ओल्ड फ्रेंड एंड ब्रदर रत्न इज सिस्टर ज्योति's युगो
और कुछ
पार्टनर.
और चला
ओके. यू कैन टेक दिस ऑन टिल 8. दिस इज गुड पिकनिक इजंट इट. यू गोना ईट होली? वुड यू लाइक होली? यू वोंट ईट होली विल यू? You had Toli yesterday, right?
Okay.
So realization is the first step of the ladder. Forgive, forget is the next step. And then to transform is the third step. Actually, there's seven steps. Okay, so tell us, these are three steps. Tell us what the other four are. One time. This will emerge now.
Seven steps banaye the.
But we've made seven steps. So that you can arrive at the stage of being an embodiment of remembrance, an embodiment of total awareness. Remembrance.
Purane zaman mein record banta tha wo.
I've given this example. In the old days we had these big records.
Wo tumhare soldier bazaar mein.
And Baba had tried to find ways to record Mama's voice when she used to sing. And even if there's a slight speck of dust on the record, then it becomes useless. When the tape recorder came out, it was a complete change. You could, it didn't matter whatever came on, you could fill, you could... you could record whatever you wanted to.
Abhi ye andar se.
And it became very easy to record
Chalo,
things.
Thora realization mein.
Okay, so inside,
thora bhi mere se hua.
With a bit of realization, whatever happened to me, I have to transform it quickly and make it well. I have to finish what is old. Even if a speck of anything remains, then it will make my internal machinery dysfunctional. With the realization, I need to know what is not correct. This isn't correct. This isn't right. And to recognize the influence of the speck of anything old inside me, I will only be able to have realization
Baba,
when there is this feeling inside that, Baba, I want to become a worthy child and give you the proof. My Baba, this is what I want. I mustn't ever forget this.
Obedient.
To be obedient.
Agyakari Baba.
To be obedient and loyal and faithful. So one is to be obedient, to have integrity, to follow directions, and to be faithful. These are four steps. One time Baba called me and said, you don't even have the common sense of a bee. Because even a bee picks up an insect and takes it, buzzes knowledge. And changes an insect, and it will keep bringing others. You don't even have the common sense to do this. This is a step two. To keep buzzing to someone. You know, somebody says, oh, I've done so much service. But if you haven't even made one person like yourself, then what service have you done?
So,
the other day there was a ceremony with the zone, UP zone, and there were many.
And I
said, Baba must have shared many things about UP. I remember being in Punjab, in a court. Some king had invited me to give a lecture. But they wouldn't let me go. It was 20 days and they wouldn't let me go. And then I wrote a letter to Baba in Kanpur. And from Kanpur, Baba wrote me a letter to say, child, even your subjects will create subjects. You have to create kings. God's elevated version. I've never forgotten them. Now, when I go into Punjab, they will remember when I meet them, they will remember those days 50 years ago because they've taken that sustenance. Just like yourself, like Nirmala Ben, who have taken direct sustenance from Baba. If you haven't given that sustenance, that same sustenance, then this isn't service that you have done through the bones. You've moved forward well in giving lectures, but the service through the mind, through the mental attitude, to keep my mansa, my mental attitude, free from waste, the state of my mind free from waste. And I have to keep such a stage inside, a mental stage inside, that I'm able to free others from waste. In this, I remember something of Vishwaratan Dada. He always looked like a yogi. The karma seva, the karma service that Vishwakishwar Dada has done, nobody has done that kind of service through action. Even after Baba became Avyat, Dada Vishwaratan used to sit on Baba's gaddi with one leg on top of another. And Baba would often give him responsibility for looking after the yajna. One time Baba had called him to Bombay and I said to Baba, send Vishwaratan Dada to Pune. And I said to him, this stage of yours, that stay is constantly in remembrance. How do you remain in this stage? And one thing Vishwaratan Dada says, that because of me, nobody should generate any waste thoughts because of me in any way. This was such an elevated thing he shared, that because of me, no one should have waste thoughts. Let's say, I picked up something of someone to copy it, and I didn't put it back there on time. They began looking for it and had waste thoughts. That will affect my yoga. If you go into the depths of jnana, and step by step you will understand, because the destination is to become like the Father.
See Father, follow Father karna.
So Baba would say, see Father and follow Father. And this is what we have to keep inside. Whatever it is that God has told me, I have to do that. I mustn't look at anyone else. Even to look at someone else. Even to, I have to see but not see. One time in Pandavabha, somebody was doing something wrong. And I knew that they weren't doing something wrong. And I said to, I shared it with Baba, and Baba said to me, child, don't look at it. Don't look at it. These are deep things. If I have to reach my destination, then this is what I have to pay attention to. I have to remain ever ready. I have to remain ready now, today. Even if destruction comes in front of me, whenever it comes in front of me, I can't give Baba any reason for not being ready. If my stage comes into any upheaval, I can't blame anyone for that. And so this is my effort in which Baba, Baba's helping me with an honest heart. He has fulfilled his responsibility of helping me. When the heart is clean, then the Lord is present. What, if your heart is clean, then whatever thought you have, it will manifest and it will happen. This is a guarantee. This has been the practical life of Sakar Baba. To practice something is separate. But you'll only practice something when you realize it. That this thing I have now understood. Now I'm going to pay attention to it and I'm going to change myself in this aspect. And so you're not just practicing for the sake of it, but you're practicing to bring about deep transformation. And if you do it in this way, then Baba will give you strength inside. And Baba will see, okay, the time has now come for the child has realized, and so Baba will inject you with strength. Baba sometimes says, it's as if you lose sometimes the key of determination. You have thoughts to change, but you lose the key of determination. And you lose the key to be able to sustain an elevated and determined thought. You forget this at this time. And that's, and because of getting less success in something, you get disheartened and your zeal and enthusiasm reduce. And so, one time, somebody said to me, I want to put myself in a bhatti. And I said to them, I'm always in a bhatti. I'm always in a bhatti. What does it mean to be in a bhatti?
Vayumandal ko.
It means to make the atmosphere powerful. Even a weak atmosphere should become powerful. So these are all steps I'm sharing with you. So you make these seven steps. We have to reach the seventh destination.
Okay.
It's a saying.
Okay,
is there anybody else who wants to ask anything? Sister Jayanti has one more question. The day that you were describing and clarifying the difference between bad omens and obstacles, you said because of carelessness we experience bad omens, and if you make a mistake, then that becomes an obstacle. Okay, everybody realized this. But you know, when bad omens come, there's a great deal of loss. And gentlemen said that, well, the question is, along with a mistake, you talked about jealousy, and you said because of jealousy there's obstacles. So could you clarify this, please?
A head for a mind question.
This is a deep question.
पहले मैं ग्रहचारी को और अपने आप समझो हर एक
I want you to understand what bad omens are. That bad omens prevent me from remaining in zeal and enthusiasm inside. And so to remove bad omens, you have to do special tapasya. Even in the Laukik, to remove bad omens, Brahmin priests would come and they'd perform some sacred rituals so that bad omens would be removed. And so I have to take such good quality company that my bad omens are removed. It's really, really important to remove bad omens and to make sure that they don't sit there. Because there are some that are very severe omens, others are light omens. But there shouldn't even be light omens influencing me. Something even lightly makes me heavy in which I can't attain success. It means I don't have the omens of Jupiter with me. I have to keep this bhavna to keep myself free to do such good tapasya that bad omens don't influence me. When there are no bad omens, then the atmosphere becomes so powerful that it awakens those who are unconscious. It makes the unconscious conscious. We have to make the unconscious conscious. This is how much we have to constantly have the omens of Jupiter on us. This is effort to make sure that the bad omens don't influence us. Now, according to the present time, obstacles. For some reason, there may be some conflict of nature and samskar. But subtly, you can't, jealousy comes when you can't bear to see someone else move forward. And then you will try to find any method to bring yourself forward. That takes on the form of an obstacle. You don't get success in your own efforts and you can't, you will not allow anyone else to attain success. When you talk about jealousy, I'm remembering that many years ago I had gone to Singapore and they'd asked me, are you jealous of anyone? And I said, well, I'm not jealous of anyone. I don't want to have the thought that I want to become wealthy or I want to become a scholar. But what is in my intellect is that I am eating from my fortune on the basis of my own karma. And they like that. And then they said, well, if somebody's jealous of you, then what? And I said to them, well, whatever you want, take it from me. Take whatever you want from me. I'll find my place. And so now, according to Rama, I don't have a place. I don't have students. I don't have a center. I don't have anything. Whatever you want, you can take from me. So limitations bring jealousy. Limitations draw jealousy to you. Those who have an unlimited intellect, unlimited connection with Baba, unlimited awareness, they won't get trapped in jealousies or be influenced by others' jealousy. In the history of the yagya, some were not able to see Mama move forward. There was a particular soul, she was a very good soul, but she couldn't bear to see Mama move forward. In fact, she was the one who gave gyan to Mama.
But
why is Baba praising Mama? The soul couldn't tolerate it. And so the soul began to make a lot of mistakes. And she made mistakes to such an extent that she went back to her Laukik family. She didn't get married, but she found it very difficult to stay in the yagya. Jealousy creates a great deal of loss. The amount of time she was in the yagya, there was just loss after loss after loss. She just created loss. It's like a devilish defect. So one is to have godly virtue, another is to have a devilish virtue. Some people have still aspects of devilishness to them. And how do you know? When they have desires and attachments. Let's say I have attachment to you, I want you to move forward. Someone then will say to me, look, she has attachment for Jayanti, she wants her to move forward, but she doesn't have it for me. So not to have any attachments or desires. To remain ignorant of desires. Do everything, but be selfless in your service. Do your service with bhavna, but not out of desires. If you do any service out of desires, then they won't be fulfilled, and you'll start to have doubts, and those doubts will draw obstacles and create obstacles. And then there'll be the feeling, why is this one getting in the way of me making effort? They're not letting me meet Baba. And you know, whatever goes on inside, that's what you speak about. And these aspects, they don't let the atmosphere become peaceful and pure. And souls don't experience an inner state of remaining pure and peaceful. And so, I have to make deep effort to realize that I mustn't become an obstacle. Okay, even if an obstacle comes in front of me, I have to go beyond it. Let me go beyond it. It's okay. And so this yajna belongs to Baba. Let me remain such a powerful soul that to the extent I move forward, to that extent, Maya will continue to adopt a subtle form to deceive me.
Baba
says, you have to come into my rosary. And Maya says, you have to come into my rosary. Maya creates, Maya is ready to create her rosary. And Baba is creating his rosary. And so you have to look after yourself. When you conquer Maya, you conquer the world.
Okay?
Anything else? Is it okay? Was this good? Did you like it? This was my bhavna. It's good that all of you come to Madhupan. And whatever you get in Madhupan, we share that with others. The other thing I want to share with you is, don't experience yourself to be alone or empty. To start thinking that you're alone, then you'll get people coming to you to talk about useless things. When you're empty, then you will want to be filled by someone. And you'll start remembering someone. I, the soul, am alone. Baba is the bestower. Baba says, don't be a taker, but be a bestower like me. And so we have to realize Baba's words. Let Baba's words enter my life, become my life.
In
the last, love is the heart, and law is the life. Let there be love for God. Love is in the heart, and the life should be practically visible.
And
then you don't have to prove yourself in front of anyone, but you reveal practically what it means to move forward on the basis of love and law. Let's look at each other and let's progress by looking at each other and learning from each other. I say, I can't give teachings to Brahman souls. I can't give any teachings or corrections to Brahman souls. No, I can't. I can't even give caution now. Even if it's some new Baba's child, I might give some teaching. And somebody, I may caution someone and they'll be grateful to say, thank you for cautioning me on time. In the early days, we remained cautious. And secondly, we used to help each other, we used to caution each other, and we would make each other progress. This is what I want to see happen now. In Karachi, we would caution each other. We would hold each other's hand, take each other move forward, even whilst preparing food or whatever we would do together, we would caution each other. And we would then say thank you for that caution. Now this is the effort. This effort should become like a deep concern, not a concern in a negative sense where I'm worrying, but like something that I really want to do. Okay, whatever I do for myself. God is making me do it on the basis of His teachings, but the benefit is mine. Even if I follow God's directions less, then I will experience a loss. Secondly, whatever it is that I do, others will see me. And there's a lot of benefit from others following me, but there's a great deal of loss as well. That if others see me doing something and they do the same, and it's not right, then that can create a loss. If out of my own falsehood I do something, others copy it, vibration has reached them, then I would experience that loss. So the days of our journey are long and the destination is high and we have to go there. But at every step, I have to remain in Baba's remembrance and Baba's sustenance. I have to continue to watch God's story unfold so that my final moments will lead me to my destination. Okay? Om Shanti.
Very thanks, Daddy.
Very lot of thanks, Daddy. Thanks to you.
Good.
People ask me often about yoga.
My mic uthana. Ek hi time mein. Ya tum bolo.
She's saying, take the mic away from me, and she's still talking. Now she's saying, Sister Jayanti, you speak. When you sit in yoga, I and the soul, I'm sitting with Baba, and I'm looking at others as an observer, a detached observer. I am beyond even the slightest influence of the body, the consciousness of the body. The Almighty is the purifier. I'm sitting in front of the Almighty, the purifier. And all of these souls that are sitting in front are God's children, are Baba's children. And we're sitting in the godly court. This is God's court.